And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Finals have come around and we're very excited, but there's a sad story that we need to deal with first, James Willis. Evening to you. Matt Moylan, what's happened there?
Oh, Steve, we don't know, but the Penrith Panthers have given him indefinite leave to deal with a couple of personal issues, and it was reported earlier in this week, over the weekend, that he was contemplating his future at the club. He's on contract with the Penrith Panthers until 2021. It's a long-term deal. He was named skipper this season, but there are reports that he's unhappy, so the Penrith boss, Phil Gould, has given him some time away to get himself right. He's battling a bit of stress, a bit of anxiety, as we understand it, so our thoughts are with him. Look, I heard one report on Fox Sports tonight that he may consider looking at other clubs, but I think at this stage the Panthers just want to get him through this season and then see what happens. I think there's no strong suggestion at this stage he'll go anywhere else, but as Phil Gould said today, in a massive blow for the Panthers, he won't play finals football this year. Very unlikely to do so.
Yes, that's a very big out. I mean, it's a bit reminiscent, isn't it, of Lance Buddy Franklin a couple of years back when he had an issue where he had to step away from the game, including finals. Finals begin Friday. The Roosters take on the Broncos and they begin in the AFL a night earlier, stupidly in my view, on Thursday night with the Adelaide Crows taking on the GWS Giants. I should tell all of the Swans and Giants fans that are listening to us in New South Wales, and I must check Queensland, that Channel 7 on the main channel will show the Swans and the Giants in Sydney on the main 7 network.
That's a good call, and there'll be very, very interesting games. I think on the rugby league front, Steve, the fascinating games come first up. You've got the Roosters and Brisbane, Allianz Stadium this Friday night, 2v3. So the winner earns a week off there. The loser gets another chance. Then 4:10 Saturday, I think this will be an outstanding game. Melbourne v Parramatta, Amy Park in Melbourne. That's 1v4. With the winner to earn a week off, the loser gets a second chance. Then Saturday night, Manly and Penrith Allianz Stadium, 6v7. Loser there is eliminated. And Sunday, Cronulla versus the Cowboys, who are in big trouble. They're out on their feet, and I think they'll be beaten well there, Cowboys. 5v8, loser eliminated there. All eyes on the Melbourne Storm after one of the most phenomenal regular seasons on record. 20 wins and only 4 losses. And 2 of those losses came during the origin period when their best players were in camp. I think it's going to be a really fascinating series. But Melbourne paying $1.80 to win the Rugby League Premiership there. A mile in front with most punters at the moment.
I heard Alan talking about the advantage of so many home games at Amy. And that's what happens when you finish on top of the table, but I should point out to anybody, including Parramatta players and fans who are coming to Melbourne for that final, the weather in Melbourne is just closing in later in this week. For example, on Friday, the maximum temperature is 11, minimum 4, and rain, and it's not much better the next day on Saturday when that game's scheduled to be played, a top temperature of 13. So that's a big, big advantage to the Storm.
Yeah, and the thing with the Storm, Steve, it is as when you finish top, you do get to host. But their two last regular games of the regular season were at Amy Park. So effectively, if they win against Parramatta, they earn the week off and then will host a preliminary final the week after. So heading into the grand final, they could be in a position where they've had 5 weeks in Melbourne, and that's a huge luxury at this time of the year.
I made the point that the Adelaide Crows will take on the Greater Western Sydney Giants on Thursday night. I don't know why the AFL perseveres in running a game on a Thursday night. You got any clue?
No, I don't, and I think it's madness that there's no Sunday game at all in the AFL. You've got a Friday night, a huge in Melbourne, Geelong and Richmond at the MCG, where I know you'll be, and then two games on Saturday, Sydney and Essendon, which is a 4:10 kickoff at the SCG, and then Port Adelaide playing West Coast. But I think that's madness, Steve, not to have a game on a Sunday and a Thursday night game for Adelaide. I mean, the Adelaide Oval always packs out. Surely they could have done better. That will be a blockbuster.
It's not school holidays. Kids are going to go to school the next day. I mean, it's just great.
And it's 8 o'clock kickoff, and it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work in the rugby league, and it certainly doesn't work in the AFL. I have no idea why they've done that. I think it's madness.
And that game at the MCG Friday night is a sellout, 95,000 people. It's just a pity, as I said, the weather's going to be as poor as it is, and the Swans will easily beat Essendon. What about Daniel Ricciardo last night? I started to watch that Formula One Grand Prix from Monza. I decided I'd go to bed because of the penalty that Ricardo had, where he started at 16th. I wake up and he's ended up fourth.
I'll say this.
Just amazing.
If you drove to a mechanic this afternoon and the mechanic was owned by Red Bull, would you leave your car there?
No.
The answer there is no. Now, that's the third time this year that Red Bull's had to change Daniel Ricciardo's gearbox. He's had five different engines, five different turbochargers as well. What Red Bull had to do, leading into this race, they knew the gearbox was in trouble. So in order to be more competitive at the next race in Singapore, they changed the gearbox for him and Max Verstappen, his Red Bull teammate. And that meant he had to start on the grid way back in 16th. He's such a good driver that he got right up to fourth. But I'll tell you what, if he was driving a Mercedes like Lewis Hamilton is, and Hamilton won a record 69th pole position and then won the whole race, so he's out in front. But if Daniel Ricciardo was in a better vehicle and a better team, he'd be out in front and probably winning his first driver's championship. Red Bull's done it in big time this year.
Yeah, and I think Daniel even himself said that at the weekend, that if he'd been driving a Mercedes, he would have been a contender for the world championship. Good on you, mate. Thank you. And, of course, we've got the Socceroos tomorrow night. We'll keep an eye on all of that as we go through on Tuesday night. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow night, James.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve. Cheers.
James Willis.